Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Our speaker today is Thurman Scrivener, pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, already in progress.
First of all, whenever I learned that God is the one that makes us sick, I started asking in churches, do you believe God will make you sick? And guess how many takers I had? None. Nobody believed that. Nobody. Yet it's all over the Bible. All over the Bible. And so I just got to where, okay, I don't say that to people much in churches. In fact, I was asked to come to Atlanta the other day and to speak to 300 or 400 people in a church there. And I went down there and I spoke about 4 hours. I quoted scriptures, hundreds of scriptures. One of the men that was there came up to me and says, you know, I've been in church all my life. And he was looked like he was in his good 60s. He said, I've been in church all my life. I have never heard a preacher speak about the negative side of God. But he said, every verse you used that confirmed that, you used it and we read it and he said, it's in there. It's there. So he said, you know, if you'd have just asked me the question right off the bat, I think God's the one who makes us sick? He said, I'd have said, no, you're absolute God. He has no sickness. He can't be made sick because there ain't no sickness in him. So he can't make you sick. But he said, you showed us place after place after place where God does it. And I said, well, I think he wrote his book planning for us to read it. And that's why he said, let every man be a liar and only God be true. Is that what he said? So if God said it in his word, you need to learn to depend on it. And I'm going to start off with something today where that most people that are Christians, when they get sick and afflicted, and then when they go to the doctor and the doctor tells them, well, I'm sorry, you're terminal. That's what they believe. So then when they come to me and I tell them, if you'll repent of your sins and you'll let me pray for you, I guarantee you'll get healed. They say, well, I hope that's true. Maybe that's true. What am I supposed to do with the doctor? I got a radiation treatment scheduled tomorrow. I said, well, go ahead and take it if you're ready to die. Because I said, God does not share his glory. He told us exactly how faith works. And if you'll do it his way, you'll get healed. If you do it your way and a doctor's way, I guarantee you're going to die. So, you know, if you're ready to die and go home to be with Jesus, then don't go back down there and spend no more money with a doctor anyway. Just wait and go home and be with Jesus. I sure would hate to think of all the money I'd made all my life if I saved it, and then I had to turn around and give it to a bunch of doctors instead of leaving it to my grandchildren. Amen. And if I come down with something, if I couldn't get healed, I sure ain't going to go to a doctor and give them $30,000 for a chemo treatment and take 4, 5, or 6 of those. I'm going to leave, if I got that kind of money, I'm going to leave it for my children and grandchildren. I'm not going to leave it for doctors. Do you know that if you eat the wrong stuff and don't exercise right and don't put God first, do you know it'll cause hardening of the arteries and you'll have to have an open heart surgery? Do you know how many people that are 40s and 50s and 60s have had open heart surgery? Do you have any idea what an open heart surgery costs? I think open heart surgery runs anywhere from $350,000 to $500,000. Now then, is that a lot of money?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, there's a lot of expense in that. You know, first of all, the doctors have to use some kind of a saw blade to cut you open. You know, now I don't know what that saw blade costs, but you know, maybe $100, you know. A good stainless steel saw blade, $100. And I'm sure they have to use $2 or $3 worth of sutures to sew you back up, you know. And the blood that they need to give you a blood transfer, you get it from all your family, your friends, right? So that don't cost them nothing. So when they get through with this, besides a few hours of labor, they got a couple $100 tied up in a $500,000. Hey, how would you like to have a few of those? Could you make money on a deal like that? Would that be a real businessman's ideal? If we could make $500,000 and only spend $400 or $500, I'd do that all day, every day, wouldn't you? Just like a man came up here the other day, and it's been a while back, but he come to see me, he'd heard about me, and he come to see me and said, I got to talk to you. He said, I think he was 72 or 3 years old at the time. He said, I got a little short of breath and had a pain in the chest. So he said, the first thing I did was panic and go to the doctor. I thought, how many people do that? Especially if you're over 50. What have we been taught? If you're over 50, you got one foot in the coffin, the other one on a banana peel. Is that what we say? You know, I mean, you're coming to the end of your life. it appears nobody wants to go on to be with Jesus. I mean, even when you get old, you don't want to go on to be with Jesus. You want to live forever. I can't think of anything better than going home to be with Jesus. But anyway, this man, he wasn't ready to go yet at 72. So he went down there, and they checked him and checked him and checked him and checked him and done test after test after test, and finally told him, we can't find nothing wrong with you. But just in case, here's this bottle of pills. Take one of these in the morning and one in the afternoon, just in case. And he said, I took one morning, and then that afternoon took another one, and said, but before that night was over, I thought I was going to die with a heart attack. Amen. So he said, what do you think I should do with these pills? I looked at that bottle of pills, and I said, well, first of all, I'd throw them suckers out the window as far as I could throw them. I said, but first, let me ask, can you take them back? I said, by the way, what'd they cost? He said, well, they're generic, and they're not the real thing anyway. The real thing costs $3,600 a bottle. But these generics only cost me $1,800 for one little bottle of pills about that tall. I was holding it in my hand. I said, you give $1,800 for those things? He said, yes. I said, I'm going to guarantee you that from the medical industry, that bottle of pills didn't cost them $20 to make. Guarantee it. I said, they are gouging the American people like crazy. And I'm telling you what, Jesus is doing what he's doing to bring his church out of the industrial medical field back to him so he can heal you. Because guess what Jesus charges to give you a brand new heart? That's it, young lady. He don't charge. I think about Billy and Ann Smith. They had to come four or five times. When they first came, she's got about 6 months left to live and her heart's over. After about 4 months of healing schools, she finally come up and she said, Pastor, I got it. This time when you pray for me, I'm going to believe these promises and I'm going to get a brand new heart. Amen. Well, they called us a couple of months later. Actually, they came back a couple of months later. And Ann says, I went back to my doctor to check, have him check me, because I felt so good, I knew I was healed. She said, before, I couldn't hardly walk across the floor, the kitchen floor, without being out of breath. She said, now I can run, play, go do anything I want to do, and I never get short of breath. So she said, I went back to my doctor, and he checked me. And he said, Ann, I've been a cardiologist for a long time, and I have never seen anything like this. You don't have just a repaired heart. You have a brand new one. And guess what that cost her? Zero. Didn't cost her nothing. That's exactly right. Only a little faith, believing. And then her husband, and when they found out I was going to Washington, D.C. to pray for senators and congressmen here a year or two ago, whatever it was, they wanted to go too. I said, no problem. Come on. I'll meet you in Washington, D.C. So we went up there and we stayed at the same hotel. And that woman that had the bad heart a few months before, that couldn't walk across her kitchen floor without being out of breath, literally walked me and her husband down every day as we walked to every congressman and every senator's office. And we walked in and they said, what can we do for you? I said, I come to repent to God and to y'all. For what? I said, for not praying enough for y'all, because God told me in his word that if I would pray for y'all, I could live in peace. And I said, we're certainly not living in peace, so I want to repent for not praying for you guys. Can I pray for you? And I had not one single congressman or senator turn me down. Every one of them allowed me to pray in their office. Now, what do we need to do? We need to obey the word, right? Did the Lord tell us to pray for our men in office? When's the last time you prayed for your congressman or your senator or your government officials? Did you go vote the other day? Oh, some of you did, some of you did not. You know, never let us grumble and complain if we don't take enough interest in what's going on to go at least vote. I want to turn one place to show you what kills so many people today that are in a church, that when they come to a healing school and they hear the promises of God, it's in James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. And I want you to see this, James 1. But when you ask, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Now, right there, when I say God alone, which God? Jesus the Christ. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Verse 7. Such people shall not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So what did you come to receive from God today? A healing? Okay, if you come to receive a healing from God, when you are prayed for, you have to believe with no doubt in your heart that He's going to do what He promised. Is that what He said? Now, if you waver, let's think about Peter. Let's think about Peter out there on the shore, and all of a sudden they look up in that storm, and here comes a man walking on the water in the middle of the storm, and they say, "It's a ghost." He said, "No, boys, it's just me." Peter said, "Lord, if it's really you, let me come to you on the water." What did he say, Ben?
Come on.
Come on. And Peter, can't you just see Peter getting up to the edge of that boat to step, put his feet off in that water? That took faith, didn't it, son?
Yes, it did. Yeah.
And I can see the rest of them Baptists, or Christians, I should say, not Baptists. I can see the rest of those Christians at that boat. "You fool, Peter, don't step out on that water. You're going to drown. Don't go to that church up there, the Living Savior, and let that guy pray over you. You're going to die. Go to a doctor." I hear that all the time. But I have many, many, many results backed up. In fact, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody here today that's been healed at this ministry? Let's see your hand. Wow, look at this. Look at this. Praise God. Did that little girl hold up her hand? Oh, my goodness gracious. She's precious. Hers is so precious, I have to tell you. Y'all look at this little girl. Look at this beautiful little thing. You see her?
Amen.
How old are you, honey?
9
years old. Do you see anything wrong with her?
No.
Not a thing. When she was 8 months old, Scott and Kim had asked Cheryl and I to pray for them for a little girl. They wanted a baby girl. Okay, so we prayed. And lo and behold, to our surprise, a few days later, CPS called them and said, "We have a little girl that needs a home." They said, "Well, great, we've come down and see her." So they come down to see her, and here's this little 7 or 8 month old girl. And Kim and Scott said, "Well, why do the parents want to give her up?" They said, "Because she's going to be physically handicapped. She will never be able to walk."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "Change Your Heart and Change Your Health," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.